pyramid. The human body, the animal body, flowers more quickly. And conceivably one could do it artistically so that you see even the entire planet is born and dies. The sun is born and dies. Although it looks eternal compared to human existence. Presence is the only thing in you that is not a thing. Presence is the formless. In Buddhism, the closest Buddhism gets to using a positive term, never really uses a positive, original teaching I don't think ever used a positive term, so that you can't form a new concept in your head. The deathless realm, the deathless is a term sometimes used. The mind wants a more accurate definition and says, are you talking about God here? Because the mind wants it. Ah, God! Ah, that is. It wants to hold it, hold it as a concept. It's too vast, you cannot hold it. And then it attaches the word my to God, my God. Or even worse, the word our. Not yours. So our practice here, if you can even call it that, is life and living. Life is doing it. Is presence. It begins with being attentive to silence, both here and outside that dimension. Tonight in your room, doesn't matter how long you can be aware of it. You're aware of it, you lose it, you look at the TV screen, say, I wonder what's going on, and then you're back again, present, and then you look at something else. That's fine. In, out. And our practice, of course, is to work with the present moment as much as possible. You can go back to your normal existence when you go home. You can pass my dilemma. Simplify your life while you're here and pay more attention to whatever this moment presents than past and future. Just this. There's always just this. Just this. To be able to do that, alertness is required. Without the alertness, you cannot have just this. You'll be past, future. Past, future is the sleep, dreamlike state of being identified with thought. And then there's you wake up. So you wake up twice. You wake up in the morning. And many times during the day, you wake up out of the stream of thinking. And the ability arises more and more to perceive without the interference of thought. Thought is there when you need it. Don't need to be concerned about that. When you need it, it'll still be there. In fact, it'll be much more powerful when it's truly needed for whatever purpose it is. When you are not overpowered by thought, you can use thought for certain purposes. And inspired thinking will happen more and more, because inspired, any new thought, a new form, a new insight, a new realization, can only come if you access the state of no thought. Out of that spacious stillness comes the new ah. Oh. So, life is always this moment. It's never not this moment. And so that, instead of having that as an abstract truth, yeah, I know that life is always now, and so what's next? So when it's an abstract truth, you say, okay, I've done that. There's only the now. Okay, exam question one. Is there only the now, or is there's only the now. Okay. So not as an abstract, as a living truth or realization. Wow. This is actually the fullness of it. This is life. This moment is the fullness of life. No matter what form it takes, because the fullness is the fullness that is there when who you are is no longer obscured by thought forms. The little limited me. So our practice is as I sometimes put it, becoming friendly with what is. Whatever form this moment takes. Okay. Okay. What does that do inside you? It frees you from the form that this moment takes.